everybody, and welcome to Throllers. I'm joined in studio with Chris Reynolds. How you doing, Chris?
I'm really good. Welcome to my studio.
Yeah, it's great. It's nice.
It's been a little while. What brings us together on a random Thursday night?
Street League. We're both here for Street League at Bald Hill on a Thursday night glow.
Yeah.
How good?
How good. Been a long time since I've played glow. I've had a bag of discs sitting in the boot of my car for months. I'm like, sweet. And I was on the road a bit today and rolled out to Ballarat. And I was like, oh, it's got a funny feeling I need to look in this bag. Anyway, there was a DX Beast and that's about it. The rest of the discs were not glow. So,
oh boy,
I was running with not much options tonight, but that's all right. Had a lot of fun.
Nice. Yeah, I do not have too many glow discs and I never really throw them. But I threw two discs tonight and a putter. We'll see how that shakes out for me. Right before we jump into that, though, I saw that the Australian Disc Golf Championships announced a minimum $10,000 purse for the pro field. Has that inspired you to sign up?
No. I mean, as we know, I don't make cash, so that is redundant. But I think, look, the number sounds good, and it's probably one of the bigger purses.
Have to be.
But it's a big field. There's a lot of pro players, and I don't know. Is first place taking home any more than $3,000?
I don't know. That would be a lot, though, right? Isn't that good?
Yeah, three would be good. But I feel, I don't know. We need to double that.
Yeah.
We need $20,000. We need the winner taking home $7,500 or something.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. I mean, obviously in the States now, they're taking home 30. And like in some big events, they're taking home 35. Mm. I'm asking for a quarter of that. A quarter of that. Come on. Are we a quarter of that comp? Probably not. Let's have a tenth of it. Let's take $3,000. We're a tenth of the pro tour.
I think the most I've ever won was like a $30 voucher. So, I don't know. $3,000 would be right for me.
Yeah.
But that's fair. But we'll have to keep track of that space. But yeah, not enough to entice. If it got to 20, would that...
I'm not making cash. The pro purse, if I tell you what, if it got to 20 kilometres away, if they get moved just like 6 hours closer to Melbourne, then that might entice me.
That would entice you?
Yeah.
But now you're going to have to settle for Street League. We don't have the full results in front of us, but we did have a bit of... bit of chatter, so we know some of the results. We know all of our ones, so maybe we'll have a look at the other matchups while they're still kind of fresh in our
good call
mind.
Yeah.
It was Brennan's Disc Golf team versus the Bullies, and Brennan's team was even more undermanned than normal.
Yep.
I feel like there's two players on his team that are on his team, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But they won.
What? It's crazy. Against the Bald Hill Bullies themselves.
Yeah, Aiden drafted a team of Bald Hill players. They basically all play on a Tuesday night. If any matchup was going to go their way, it should have been this one. But I heard it was a 4-1 whitewashing in the way of Brennan's Disc Golf team. So who were the top matchups? Were the singles?
Singles, we had Brennan versus Aiden himself. Then we had Mr. Patrick Utrecht.
Patrick Utrecht in the two country, slot.
In the two slot. And then Cam Ryan up against Kyle Herbo.
Well, I heard that no good disc golfers play between Brennan and Aiden, but the least shit was Brennan. So he takes down the guy who wins every single week at Glow Doubles on a Tuesday. And I guess it just proves that his teammates carry him every single week. He's just the luckiest golfer there is.
Yeah.
So Aiden goes down hard to Brennan. The Timmy P matchup with Pat Utrecht, apparently kind of spicy early, and then Timmy just went nuts.
Yeah.
From what I'm hearing, he put together a very, very good round of golf. So not much Pat the foreigner could do about it.
No.
And then Cam Ryan. Cam's sneaky. Cam Ryan's he's a good disc golfer. That's sneaky in the three slot against Turbo Herbo. So, yeah, not sure how that went down, but it looks like Cam got the victory there. And what are we looking at in the doubles?
Yeah, so you've already touched on the fact that, yeah, Tim Pollitt got it done over Pat Utrey. So in the doubles, you got to know that Brett Zeeble and Topias took down Chris Scott and potentially Peter Chu. But I don't think I saw Peter tonight, so I don't know who Chris's doubles partner really was. But Brett Zeeble and Topias got that done. And then a guy that has been mentioned many times recently on the pod, Mr. Levi Norton, with Alex Evan, gets it done over Pecunty and Nick Tay.
Yeah, big. Levi's he's stamping his name on the scene here. Yeah. So huge. I would love to see how this shakes out for the leaderboard, but it's got to be good for our team. I can tell you that. The Bullies taking an L like that. If Brennan's team could sneak up into third somehow, that would be wonderful. We might have to throw next matchup.
Yeah.
To see if we can stay in second and get Brennan's team into third.
So do you know how the finals is going to play? Is it just a level playing field?
I don't know. I feel like I should know. I feel like it's in the captain's thing. Daz is probably going to yell at me. But I feel like it's just first versus fourth, second versus third.
I reckon it's hard, but I reckon we need to think about 1v2 and then the winner gets a bye.
Mm.
And then 3 versus 4, they play the loser of 1 versus 2. And then that's how you play into the granny.
Yeah.
Like,
either that or 1 gets in, 4 gets out, 2 and 3 play together. Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that.
But yeah, as it stands, I'm pretty sure everyone still makes it. Yeah. I should know better, but I don't. Sorry, Daz. all right, now our teams. You are our number one up against Leo Dykes. I may have had a little word with Leo before he teed off that it's a shame. And he's like, shame about what? I'm like, oh, you had to get Chris in the nighttime. I was like, everyone knows that, you know, you're only really good in nice conditions and bright sunny days. And he's like, oh, okay. how'd it shake out?
Look, it was no good for Leo. Luckily for me, lots of birdies. We both would have shot hot scores. We pushed on 7. Then, we started on 7, pushed, then pushed on 8. Then it was a lot of pushes, and then I got 2 up, but it was all pushes on birdies.
Mm.
Leo had a 3-meter putt spit out, which would have, like, after I just got 1 up, that would have put us back to square, but it kept me 1 up. That was really nice. And then he kept on hitting putts. I do like putting on a lit up basket. And I had a fucking bone to pick with you, actually. Ever since you said last podcast that obviously I love a stepper.
Yeah.
I went through all of ADG at Ballarat, fucking had 111-meter putts, didn't hit a single one. Went to Mount Xavier this morning, 111-meter putts, didn't hit a single one. Then Vic Park, 111-meter putts, didn't hit a single one. But a wash of that tonight. I had 111-meter putts and hit them all.
Yeah,
and a 20-meter putt that I cashed as well. And anyway, so I was 4 up with only 2 holes left to play in the end. Leo, couldn't get close in the end.
Shame.
Yeah.
What a real shame. Then we had Timmy on a tear wear versus Taron Anderson. This is a big matchup. They normally play each other in MA40 all the time. And Taron, too good. I like that. Taron can can shred down. Taron shot like 12 down that one time, remember?
Yeah.
That was nuts. So, too good for Tim Ware. That was big. Crucial matchup for us. Bang, bang. Our top two.
Bang.
Solid. Now, we could be taking down the top team in the Where's Wally's. Next matchup, a little more lopsided. What are we looking at there?
Honey fucking smoked it. Honey, I joked that he probably shot 20 down, but He shot 15 down comfortably. Oofed. Like, comfortably 15 down. He would have got, like, if not both eagles, at least one of them. And he just laced everything else, you know, like hole 11, which is tough. He put it to, like, a meter.
Oh, boy.
10. He was, like, one of the only ones to have a look on the temp hole. He didn't hit it, but, yeah, he was playing so good. I felt sorry for young Tats.
Yeah, he was up against Mac Tats, who had never played glow golf before. Freshly taped up glow stripes on his disc. And apparently that, like changed the way flew, and he just had, he's like, I was fucked.
And he mixed it up halfway. So he was like, he was frigging five down early, and so he started moving the tapes. And it, like, it restabilized his discs. That's he had stable discs that it became unstable.
Yeah.
And yeah, moved them around, it restabilized them, but the damage was already done, and Honey was not going to stop birding.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
So brutal there. And then in the doubles, it was rough. So it was myself and the younger, more handsome Stath Smith, Jordy Stath Smith, against Dazza and Narada, a couple Bald Hill savages. And we went push pretty hard early. And then it was three in a row, I reckon, where we took a fat L. I hit a long putt early, big deep sea two on like hole two.
Yep.
And that was the one putt I hit for the day.
Yeah.
Wasn't much help. Jordy, not much better. So we end up six down with five to play. And then Doug Adams had to solo man it after an injury from Johnny Martin. Man, he couldn't play. He was up against Kalen and Matt Mutter, and tough going. Doug held his own for a while. Then we got towards the back nine, and Kalen throws so far, and hit a couple of deep, like big putts, big T2 putts. And that was all she wrote for Doug. So we take the loss 2-3. So the Wallies keep on rolling.
Yep.
So that'll keep them on top of the ladder. And yeah, it'll be very interesting to see how the rest of it shakes out. 2, 3, and 4. It was all kind of close. Like, Brendan's team was a million downs, but they weren't a lot of wins behind, I don't think so. Big 4-1 could be doing some damage here. So
yeah.
We shall see. And then next will be, the final round will be at Stony next week.
Melton?
No.
Stony.
Stony. No, Melton is having that
Werribee?
Wild Western. No, Melton's having the Wild Western thing. So the day before, we are doing a Just Street League.
Sweet.
At Ruffy Lake. I feel like we covered this on the pod.
Oh, why do you keep saying week. Stony?
What did I say? Oh, Ruffy, yes.
I was like, Stony's out of action, bro.
Yeah, my bad. Ruffy. Okay. Ruffy. Disregard.
Okay, sweet.
Ruffy. Yeah, next week at Ruffy will be the final round. I cannot make it. I've got a mate's buck. So, hopefully.
I think I'm there.
Yeah, good. Good. All right, we'll turn our attention to a bit of Oz Disc Golf Day. You want to start with Ruffy or
yeah,
with...
Yeah, I've got Ruffy. Yeah?
Beautiful. What are we looking at in the MPO? We had a whitewash teed up.
Yeah, we did.
And our round one...
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Ring-a-ding-ding. So, Nate Parrish versus Ryan Deere, and both neg five.
Mm-hmm.
Which, pretty trash.
Mm-hmm.
We must preface it by saying that they were all marked as par threes.
Yes.
On the PGA site. So, two strokes. There would really be a neg seven. So, not too bad.
Yeah.
But what happened in round two?
Young Buck got going. And Nath Parrish did not. A neg two, which is equivalent to a neg four. And I guess, you know, with the pars, it's still trash. but Ryan Deere, 10, which is obviously equivalent to the 12. 1,000 rated golf, I believe. 1,011 rated golf to get this job done by 8 strokes.
Yikes. What's hole 6? How does Nate double bogey that? Is that the downhill one or not?
Nah, 6 is the one coming back up.
Oh, nah, because we're in par 3 here. Oh, yeah. So he 6 that. Yikes. Rough.
There you go.
He 5'd it, sorry.
Yeah, 5'd it.
Still.
Yeah.
Still that rough.
That's rough. That's the shorter one.
No, we might skip the MA1. We'll leave that to last time.
Yeah.
MA40, not particularly close. Zolt. With a nice resounding win over Ross Davies. What about MA50?
Obviously a few of them came out for it. Big field, the biggest field in the event, I believe, with 11 players. And I'm a little lost here, but I'm gathering that Mike VDL got it done in a playoff?
Yep, I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, gets it done over Mike Williams, who had the hot round, I think, going in round one.
Mm-hmm.
And big flipsies in round two. So Vander Linden did a lot to bring it back. Doug Adams not far behind, so pretty close there. In MA3, Levi Norton, the man in the hour, he's smoking him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, two strokes clear of Nick Tay, a lot ahead of Alex Ritchie and Dave Gannon. So, yeah, Levi's one to watch. Definitely keep an eye on him. I don't know, is he an ultimate guy? Like, where's he come from?
No idea. But he's accelerating.
Mm.
Yeah. MA4's, Philip Hall. You might know him from a pretty handy cricketer. He smoked the field. Plus 5 second round. He's doing plenty. Don't know if he's got a rating. No, he doesn't. So
no one in MA4 had a rating.
Yeah. Yeah. The other names not so familiar with.
Yeah. But yeah, Phil gets it done easily. Dolly Tupuru, who I'm not familiar with, but she was the only one in FA4. And yeah, looks like she obviously got it done. In MJ15, Marcus Davies spanking Oliver Morley. Marcus Davies with a pretty good score. So
yeah.
Not sure who that is or who that might be a child of. I don't recognize the last name from someone else either, do you?
No, I'm just like racing through the MA4s and MA3s to find another Davies, and I'm not. So not sure. But welcome. Welcome to the crew.
Yeah.
Not bad. Hopefully, there's a Ross Davies in MA40.
Okay, there you go.
There we go.
Nice. Yeah, well, yep. Marcus, is he can play, so yep. Love to keep an eye on that.
Mm-hmm.
But MA1, we called for an Oscar Fellberg touch-up. Timmy on a tear where Kalen getting a little too excited about themselves. One, not really getting excited about himself, but he's just been playing well, and we want to squash that, I feel like.
Yes, we did.
And it was looking sketch early. So round one, Timmy Ware -4, Oscar -3, Kayla -1, 1+1. I was like, the tear is just gonna keep going. And then round two.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We've got a bit more detail to round two, though, because Onatair Ware was out of the gates early, -4 through -6 into that round as well. And it is about that point that Mr. Big Head himself, Tear the Ware, with Oscar only at -1 at that point, says, hey, Oscar, have you listened to the latest Rollers? And Oscar clearly says, yes, I love the show. No, he says, fuck no, Throwlers suck. And then Timmy goes, true. But they said you had one job today, and that was to smoke us. And anyway, Oscar did his job. The rest is history.
Crazy. Timmy went double bogey, par bogey, double bogey, a few pars, and then a bunch of bogeys in a row to end up... it says T2nd, but they're all last. They're all fourth, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Oscar finishes with a -7 round, which gets into -10 overall, which is, what, -14, really?
Yeah.
And, yeah, everyone else finished even. So 10 strokes clear of fourth place tied Juan, Kalen, and Tim Ware.
Convincing. Tear Ware with the old elusive 830 rated round. Oofed.
Timmy and Kalen both with a turkey of bogeys. I didn't know you could do that at Ruffy.
I wasn't sure it was the thing.
Oscar goes bogey free in round two and just says, what are you guys doing? So he understood the assignment. He got it done for us. Thanks, Oscar. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Smoked it.
All right, let's have a look at the Ballarat one. We were both there. We'll leave our divisions for last. Pretty good conditions in Ballarat. Cold.
Yeah, chilly.
But it didn't really rain until our rounds were done. And it wasn't really windy. So two laps in the yellow. We're looking for good scoring conditions there. MJ15, I played with Tobias in round one. And he shot up plus one. He was stoked.
Yeah.
Yeah, came with a plus four in the second round, but still good golf. That would have been well above his rating, I would imagine.
Yeah, it definitely was. I played with his father round one, and he was notably worried that he was about to get smoked by his son again. So Tobias beat him for the first time at maybe as the Central Vic or whatever it was, yeah, something that all Melbourne celebrates, was the first time that Tobias got it done over his dad. And he does not want to make a pattern of it. But we'll find out in a second whether or not Tobias has smoked his dad again here.
There you go. What about FA4?
FA4, we had a couple of players we're obviously not very familiar with. But Bridget got it done comfortably.
In MA4, it was the Wayne battle. So Wayne Govan gets it done over Wayne Hood. Wayne was the TD. So getting a bit of that TD love there. Consistent plus three each round. And yeah, four strokes clear. So well done, TD Wayne.
MA3, Colton Clerk does some travel. He plays a lot of disc
golf. Plays everything.
Yeah. And got it done over Reece Circuit. I understand that Reece Circuit just recently moved up to MA3 out of MA4. And he was pretty happy with his second positioning, getting it done over Matt Hunter, who's obviously a local there, and a couple other locals down the list. But yeah, Carlton got it done by a couple with a minus two. Yeah, round two, he came back from sixth. He was in sixth
after round one. Nah, that second round was big time.
Yeah.
He was one of the few people lower down on the lead on the divisions that ended up with a negative score. So, well done, Carlton. In MA2, this is one we were billing. We were looking forward to the wooden spoon battle between Picanti and Duncan. And I heard pre-round that they decided that the wooden spoon is not in play because they said that you shouldn't finish on the podium technically and get the wooden spoon. So I think they said they need 4 or 5 minimum in the matchup to count it. And I said that sounds like a Duncan call because Picanti has the spoon currently. And he's like, yeah, it was his idea. Yeah. but it wouldn't have mattered anyway. Lewis ends up in third, Duncan in second, which means Picanti takes the win by two. A bit of an up and down affair, but a solid final round, -3 for Aaron there. I think he got the birdie on the third last hole, coming into the notorious hole 6 par 5. And he parred, and I think the other two bogeyed, and that's all he needed to do. So. Yeah. Clutched up big time there. And I think he said that they've adopted Lewis into the Wooden Spoon Club.
So, oh, lovely.
They plan on being the bottom dwellers of MA2 for a long time is the plan. So, yep. Loving that. Three people in that spoon battle now. Excellent.
MA50, we called this. It was always going to be hard to beat. 12-stroke victory. But while we're on this division, let's have a look at the Roland versus Tobias battle, and you're going to notice that Roland took an absolute walloping. Plus 17 for the event is, not getting it done against the younger, now better, Weber.
Tobias is like, I normally run all kinds of stuff and then end up like 3-putting and 4-putting, and he just... He was having a classic Allen round. Drive wasn't that good. Upshot par. Like, just easy, stress-free, annoying kind of golf. And he's like, oh, this kind of sucks. And then he's like, oh, it's kind of the best I've ever played. And I was like, yeah, well, I don't know, man. Like, what do you want to do? So, yeah, we'll see if he sticks with that. But yeah, he smoked the old man for sure. But yeah, Carey, hot scores. -6, -3. Doing plenty. MA40, I feel like there was heaps more people in the field when we looked at it, but maybe not. Came down to Lee Thompson versus Chris Scott, and Lee gets back in his winning ways and gets it done over Chris Scott, the snapper.
Yep, and they called for it at the players' meeting, which was nice. They said, can he get it back going? And he did.
He did. You going to handle yours? What happened at NPO?
All right. MPO, I shot 9 birdies round one.
Big.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. And I'm playing yellow, so
way out in front then.
Yeah, you don't expect a bogey, you know, at all really on the yellow. So I -9, I assume I shot. No. -4. there's a lot of dark on there, including a double on a hole that Parrish birdied. So there's a 3-shot swing just there. Anyway, Parrish goes into round two with a 2-shot lead. We start on hole one. I get one back on him. He then takes it straight back off me on hole two. I don't get another one off him until four. And then I finally square it up on hole seven. So we're all square after seven holes. And then I just kept birdieing. And Parrish did not. And so in the end, I got the victory by 4 strokes.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, in my division, I said I was looking pretty...
Yeah.
I can't remember what was the exact
back
word.
Back of myself in.
Back of myself
That's
in.
All I'm saying.
Back of myself in.
Yeah.
And I shot a neg 10. Cranny behind me, neg 5. Don Carter, neg 3. Jankar, plus 10. Marlon, plus 10. Boom. Let's go out.
Let's go out.
That's all she wrote.
All she wrote.
The problem was that somewhere between Thursday and Saturday, Penn and Kale both signed up.
Yeah.
So I ended up tied with Penn and 7 strokes behind Kale Davies. Piece of shit. Yeah. He's good. He's good at disc golf, Kale. My biggest, deepest fear was that he had no idea about the tourney and then heard it on the pod and signed up. But thankfully... he had some pretty strong plans with some friends, and then they got sick, which squashed the plans, and so he went to the missus disc golf.
Yeah.
And popped out, assured me that he's just trash and hasn't played since Bendigo. And I was like, oh, since you smashed me in Bendigo. and then, yeah, proceeds to win Oz Disc Golf Day.
Yeah.
So he was the number one player in Australia for MA1.
Yeah.
Yeah, smoked us. So no good. And yeah. I went birdie free on my last, how many holes is that? 10 through 1. So 12 holes.
Nice.
Or 11 holes. That's not where you want in the yellows.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Not where you want. And even worse is, I didn't fucking bogey. I took one bogey on round one. No bogeys on round two. Did not back myself in. So my thrower's guarantee of me 4 or more bogeys did not come to fruition. So 0 points for me.
No.
What was your thrower's guarantee?
Yeah. So that obviously the old Kale snafu hurt me too, because obviously I said, all right, I'll back in MPO to get it done. And yeah, no. Kale smoked me and... demolish Parrish, so that did not happen.
So no points for either of us, but we did get a nice little tip. So we've been going with the Garen won't. Well, we missed last week.
Yep.
We've been going with the Garen won't, and we know it's a trash name, but no one has given us anything better.
Yep.
And I guess we're just not that creative.
Yep.
But friend of the show, Honeyman, had a beautiful idea that he gave to Kale to deliver to us.
Yes.
What's the new name of our...
Yeah, so we'll obviously keep rolling with Thrower's Guarantee, and then when we need to roll in the one that is just probably less likely, it's going to be the Troller's Guarantee.
I like that, the Troller's Guarantee. So yeah. We'll have to look into that. I don't think there's much going on this week.
No, I'm just trying to think on the fly. I don't think we're putting one on
tonight. Nah, there's a social day tomorrow at Llewellyn, but... yeah, I don't even know. There's probably not even anyone playing.
No, not that I'm aware of.
So, we might have to give that a miss. We'll come back strong after the next one.
Yeah.
All right. So, there's not much more to go then, right? Just a bit of spotlight, not a lot. Or is there anything else you have on the cards?
No, I have nothing else on the cards. I'm just like looking at a cheeky look at tomorrow's league day with 34 players lined up.
Oh, really?
And a couple in Div A, but yeah, no, not worth guaranteeing.
Yeah, we should have had a look at that a bit earlier, but
yeah,
we'll let that one slip. I'll kick off the spotlight. I'll go, Taron Anderson turned 40.
Yes.
And he got himself a fantastic disc golf themed 40th birthday cake.
Yes, he did.
And looked pretty dope. So, yeah, spotlight there for Taz. Happy birthday, buddy. And way done, well done to, I assume, Yaz, who would have got the wood cake for him, his lovely wife.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like that.
Cool. My spotlight, I'm going to, I don't know if I've done this yet, and it's probably overdue if I haven't. So I need to do it. I'm gonna spotlight myself.
Excellent.
So my day, I had a fucking good day today. So I started early in the morning at Mount Saviour with Hardy, and smacked him. So that was nice. Then I rolled out to 1816 Bakery, had me nice sausage roll, waited for the boys at Vic Park, partnered up with Geordie and Pat Utry, so just to carry them a bit, and obviously I did. And then smoked the other doubles partners. We went 14 down. Yeah. And yep, they had an absolute smoking show there. And then obviously rolled in with a DX beast and fucking took down Leo Dykes. So I've had a day. I've had a day. And I deserve a spotlight.
I love it. I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I don't really have a not light. I might just go with two more spotlights because there was some good stuff. You mentioned you met up with a couple of the boys. That deserves a spotlight, I think. So yeah. Daz's brother, Geordie, is in town from Canada. And they went for a little trip over to Gambia.
Correct.
So he went, Chris Scott, Picanti went along. Who else? I feel like I'm... Oh, Pat Utry, back from the UK. And maybe someone else. Chris Scott.
Patootry, yeah. Daz, Geordie.
No, that might have been him.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But from all accounts, sound like a very fun weekend. Did they hit something up on the way there?
Yeah, Xavier.
They went to Xavier on the way, then got and played some rolling doubles on the Reds, then had some yellow, some golds and blues the next day.
Yeah.
Then drove back, met with you in Vic Park, came here for Street League, and all of them played Street League. So what a, that's a... Big, I love that. Yeah. Big, fun, adventure. Not even weekend. They took days off for this. So
yeah.
So that's cool. I really like that. I'll give a spot, another spotlight for that. And then, oh, I had another one. But
I've got one. I'll go Pat Utry. So we got some coverage of how the weekend was unfolding. And obviously we've missed the young man, but we've been, I've sent, been sent two photos. And photo one was with him, pants down, asleep on the dunny, which is obviously gold. And then photo two I got sent this morning was pants down, backyard, taking a shit in the backyard. So Pat Utry hasn't changed. He can have another spotlight for just being Pat Utry.
We mean Pat Utry. I love that. Oh, man, I remembered and then forgot mine again. That's, oh, no, another spotlight. We're just happy guys today.
We are.
Long weekend coming. He never works, so it's fine. But now it goes to Chris Scott. So after I fucking lost the kale, I thought I was pretty clever. You guys had the nice whiskey glasses as a trophy. Ballarat coming through with the goods and the trophies again.
Yeah.
Nice whiskey glasses. It said something on it. I wouldn't know. I didn't get one. And I just settled. I just got a nice whiskey glass of mine, and I put a little caption on it to say "Best non-kale MA1." I was pretty happy with my work. I was a couple of whiskeys in by then, so I was pretty happy with myself.
Yeah.
And then Kale sends me a message, like a text. He's like, "Oh, I just got this from Honeyman," because Kale's off socials.
Yeah.
And it's just fucking. Great meme. It's the Jordan meme. Generic podcaster with my head on it saying, what did I say? Okay. I'm just backing myself in here. And then chaos in that. Well, I took that personally. I thought that was hilarious. I messaged you straight away. I was like, that is some fine work by you, Chris. And he said, nah, that goes to Chris Scott. So. Yeah. Well done, Chris. Apparently, he thought of it, and then his missus was like, oh, we'll chuck on an episode of something. He's like, nah, give me a sec. And it took him like half an hour to find a photo of Kale.
Yeah.
But he put that together and then sent it through to you. That was good. That was a good meme. I was very happy with that. So another spotlight for him. Anything else? Any not lights? Nah, it's just been a good week.
It's been good.
Nah, it's been a good week.
Yeah.
So No not lights, all spotlights, no guarantees. How about a tip on the granny?
Ooh.
What do you got?
I've got Sydney winning in a canter.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I've been back and forth with it all week, and then I just went, nah, the team that was like 6 games clear on top of the ladder for most of the year will probably just beat the team that's had 2 massive comeback victories.
Yeah.
I feel like it sounds like it'll be, like, it could be this fairy tale thing, but then Sydney will just win easily, and you'll be like, oh, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's one of those ones where after the fact, you're like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got that as well. Unfortunately, because I don't like Sydney.
What about Maple Hill?
Oh, yeah.
Who are your tips? Have you done your tips?
Yes. I've still got good tips because I'm a moron. I've stuffed my tipping. Maple Hill, I've got Calvin.
Fucking hell. Calvin in the barrel. Yeah.
I've got Gannon next week for USDGC.
I
got Calvin and I can't remember. Someone not that great in the women's, but someone okay. You?
Yeah, no, I don't have a Calvin in the barrel. I've got Ali Smith in the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Struggling. And in the men's, I've gone with, who's had a good last couple of weeks, I've actually gone with Corey Ellis.
Yeah, okay, nice.
So, hoping he goes all right. He's got good form. He's had a second. He's never won MVP, but he has had a second.
No, but he got, it was rough too, that second. Yeah. Remember that with the Simon Lazotte? We didn't talk about, we don't have it in front of us, but the one GMC. That just played, GMC.
Calvin. Gannon.
God damn, that kid's so good. Another 4-round event and just another easy victory. He won by a million.
Yeah, it's 7 strokes or something. And nearly had that perfect round. And the rating system is broken. Have you listened to Tool?
I was listening on the way here. I listened on the way here. That is some crazy shit. So for people who haven't listened, what's the fuck up on the ratings for this?
So obviously they both play the same course, but
the MPO and the FPO.
Yeah, and the FPO have shorter tees. In the end, it's like 1,000 less feet.
Mm-hmm. Over the pars are the same.
But the pars are the same. They just play a shorter course. But the FPO version, which is like much harder course, played one shot harder, according to the ratings. which is just, crazy. Because you got 80 of the best players all smoke showing it, and there's just no separation. And so they all just basically got their own ratings back. Like, they just played to their rating, really, at the end of the day. But in the FPO, you got all the separation and players show harder. And Kristen got 1,000 rated event again. Pretty close, I think, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, no, wild. I agree, it definitely doesn't work in the top level.
Yeah.
Brody hates it.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've had this conversation a million times. We know it really doesn't work for them, but they are the 1%.
Yeah.
The 99% of people. It works and it's good. So, I don't know. You don't want to be throwing the baby out with the bathwater. But they were having some ideas of how they could try to fix it for the top end. I don't know. I don't know if you can.
I've got a solution. I stand by that the solution is, hit me up, PDGA. You've just got to delinearize it. If you delinearize it and you reward the Gannon 16 down, because at that end, it just goes boom exponentially. You 16 is exponentially better than 15 down.
Yeah.
Just exponentially better than 14 down.
Yeah.
And at the other end, you do the same as well. And you just imagine like a fucking, a cubed graph, you're away.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Yeah. That would be good to see. And that could fix some things up. It's funny though, it's wild, Brody talks about how he has never once, looked at the ratings for the rounds, and they just spent 10 minutes about talking about how it's trash, but Uli, Goose, and Ezra were all like, I look straight away, every single time.
Yeah.
And he's like, you all drank the Kool-Aid, that was pretty funny, but I just assume Gannon will win again. It's another 4-round event, so I just assume he'll win MVP again, and then I assume he'll win USDGC.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would he ever lose?
Yeah.
He's so good.
Yep.
And yeah, they were bitching about the course, like being so birdie easy. Happy.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know, like what if...
You can't Gannon-proof a course.
You can't Gannon-proof a course. He's better than you. He's just so much better than everyone.
Yeah.
It's wild. But yeah, now I'll be keeping an eye on that. Yeah, it starts tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
Beautiful. Sounds good. All right, well, yeah, anything else? So that wraps us up.
That is good.
Beautiful. All right, well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Peace out.